Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I've got Michael Snyder on the phone today. We're going to continue talking about the topics he's going to be speaking on this Saturday night and Sunday morning. Saturday night, prepare for the economic collapse of World War III. Sunday morning at 9:30, the regathering of the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Saturday night, 7, Sunday morning, 9:30, Prophecy Club, 2540 K Avenue in Plano. It's on the corner of Park. Behind the Whataburger, be there or be square, as they say. Don't miss it, is what I'm trying to say. Now, we're going to be talking about the regathering of the tribes of Israel. I'll give you a couple of verses here to start with. There's some folks out there that say, oh, well, America, because the Jews rejected Jesus, now all of the blessings that were supposed to be for the Jews come into America, and the answer is baloney. That's not true, but even if it were, this verse is about to prove it wrong anyway. Ezekiel 39, verse 28, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God, which means this is a time when Israel has turned to Jesus, okay, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen, but I have gathered them unto their own land, now listen, and have left none of them any more there. In other words, how many Jews are going home? Answer, every single one of them. Okay, great. What about us Christians? Isaiah 43, verse 5 answers the question. This is how many people, as far as the Christians, are they going to go to Israel? Here it is. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Now, it's about to tell you who he's speaking to. Everyone that is called by my name. Let me read that again, because it didn't just say Jews, brothers and sisters. It's everybody is called on his name. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Every Jew is going home, and most Christians will be moving to Israel. Let's go to Jeremiah 51, verse 50, and it says, let Jerusalem come into your mind. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. In other words, this is a time of battle, of war. Stand not still. Remember the Lord afar off and let Jerusalem come into your mind. So it's telling us when you see the sword, and hopefully when you see the sword coming before it arrives, let Jerusalem come into your mind. So there's three very powerful verses, and that is by no means all of them, saying there is a time when Christians and Jews will be moving to Israel. The answer is not yet. The time is not yet. But I think it's getting close. We will all know. Believe me, you will see Christians leaving this nation like rats leaving a sinking ship in masses, on planes, boats, cars, in masses. They will be leaving this nation. It will not be a secret. There will be all, most of them, going back. Jeremiah 51, verse 9 says, we would have healed Babylon, that's America, but she would not be healed. Forsake her and let every man go into his own country. Most of them, in other words, like for example, if your ancestors were from Scotland, you might go back to Scotland. If your ancestors were from France, you might go back to France. But many of them will be moving to Jerusalem. Let Jerusalem come into your mind. All right, so Michael Snyder, tell us about the regathering of Israel.
Thank you, Stan, and I appreciate so much what you had to share in your introduction there. And that's a key point that you made about being, it's not time yet. There are people out there that are already going over and may the Lord protect them. But as I'll share in my presentation on Saturday night, war is coming to the Middle East, and it's going to be unlike what we've seen before. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be unprecedented. The death toll is going to be enormous. And Israel is going to win, but Israel is going to suffer pain and devastation as well. But of course, Israel is going to inflict far worse on her enemies. But there's going to be war over there. And we're going to see that coming up in the next few years. And so I believe, and I'm convinced, I'm going to share why in the context of my talks coming up, that the time to move will be after this war that's coming to the Middle East, Israel. But before... definitely before Russia attacks the United States, and we've got nuclear weapons raining down on this country. So a time will come, like you said, that people will be leaving this country like rats leaving a sinking ship, that there is going to be a great exodus. In fact, the scriptures speak of an exodus that's coming. that's going to be so great to Israel that no one is even going to talk about the exodus of the people of Israel leaving Egypt anymore. It's not even going to come into our minds anymore because this next exodus is going to be so great. It hasn't happened yet, so it's in our future. And it's going to be a very exciting time. But that's one of the reasons why this warning message is so critical. And if I was to give the talk I'm going to give on Saturday night a short title, it would be The Warning. And God is warning us in advance of what's coming, the roadmap of what's coming, so that we know what to do. We know the timing of when to leave. There's going to be a lot of hard things, a lot of bad news, if you will, on Saturday night as I talk about the fall of America, the horrible things that are coming into this country. It's going to be the worst time for America that we've ever seen, leading up to the end of the United States as we know it. But the good news, and I'm so excited about what I'm going to talk about on Sunday morning, the good news is that God has a plan. He's had a plan for thousands of years. There is going to be somewhere to go. And I'm going to talk about how this is prophesied in the scriptures, but you're not hearing it from most churches or denominations. Most of them, either they don't know about this, they don't understand about this, or they won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But this great exodus I'm talking about has been prophesied for thousands of years. There's a scripture after scripture, chapter after chapter about this. You know, in a previous program, I mentioned to Stan that so many people, they build an end times theology out of a single verse. That's not what this is. What I'm talking about is a major theme in the entire second half of the Old Testament. This is a major theme. In fact, the group of people I'm going to be talking about, one book in the Bible is exclusively written to them. Another book in the Bible is almost entirely written to them. And then throughout the rest of the second half of the Old Testament, there's chapter after chapter after chapter. And what I'm talking about is the lost tribes of the northern kingdom of Israel. Unfortunately, today, so many people are biblically illiterate. So let me kind of go back and lay a little bit of the groundwork. If you go back into Bible days, the nation of Israel, under King Saul, it was a united kingdom. King Saul and then King David and King Solomon, Israel was one nation. There were 12 tribes plus the Levites united in a single country, a single nation, which became a great empire. And we're going to talk about that in my presentation on Sunday morning. But then once Solomon passed away, his son, Rehoboam, people came to him and they said, oh, can you lighten the load on us a little bit? Your father was kind of harsh with us. Can you kind of lighten up a bit? Fortunately, King Rehoboam said, no, I'm going to be even tougher on you than my father was. And at that time, there was a division between the southern kingdom of Judah, which included Judah, the tribe of Benjamin, and the Levites, and the 10 northern tribes, which they went and followed Jeroboam, and they became a separate kingdom. And so we had these two kingdoms side by side existing for centuries. And you read about this all through the books of Kings and Chronicles and then through the prophets. And if you don't understand this, it's very confusing for you if you don't understand this because you're like, what in the world am I reading? But once you understand that there's two entities, there's two kingdoms. One was called Judah, like I said, after the dominant tribe in the south. The other was called Israel or Ephraim after the dominant tribe in the north. We read about Israel and Judah and they actually fought many wars against each other. Sometimes they were friends, but a lot of times they were fighting wars against each other. And in fact, there's one war where more than 500,000 people were killed in a single war. That's how brutal these wars were. And so this existed over a period of time until eventually the northern kingdom fell into great sin, into idolatry and everything else. And eventually the Assyrians came and conquered the northern kingdom, took them away, exiled them, into far away, into deep into the Middle East. And from there, they kind of disappear. According to most churches and denominations, they say, well, they were lost to history. We've never heard from them again. And kind of God's done with them. According to the Bible, that's not true at all. And we're going to get into that. Now, the southern kingdom continued for a while longer, but they also fell into great sin, into Baal worship and everything else. But then the Babylonians, the next great power, came, conquered Judah, took them away in another exile. So there's two great exiles, and relocated them. But then later we read about how Cyrus, the king of Persia, the next great power to arise after Babylon, he set the Jews free, sent them back to the land where they rebuilt Jerusalem. We rebuilt the temple. We read about this in the books of Nehemiah and Ezra. But in the books of Nehemiah and Ezra, we read the genealogies, and the people who came back that were only members of the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. The other 10 tribes are not mentioned as well. They didn't come back at that time. It was just Judah, the southern kingdom. The Jews returned. They remained in that land all through the time of Christ. And we read about that in the events of the life of Christ. And then we come up to 70 AD. 70 AD, there was a revolt. The Romans got really angry. They came in. They flattened the temple. They flattened Jerusalem. They dispersed the Jewish people to the ends of the earth. But the Jewish people, they never lost their identity. They migrated here and there. They were scattered among the nations, but they always knew who they were. They kept their religion. They kept their identity. And they were persecuted wherever they went greatly, but they always know who they were. And the scriptures told us that in the last days, the Jewish people would be regathered to the land of Israel. Israel would become a nation again in a single day. 1948, we saw that happen. Leading up to that, for centuries, Christian theologians, Christian denominations, the reformers, they said, oh, that's not literal. That could never possibly happen. You know, this is allegorical. You know, the promises that were given to Israel, now they belong to the church. So don't pay attention to any of that. God's not actually going to regather the Jews to the land of Israel. That's not going to happen. But it did, just like the Bible said, a major miracle. The, you know, a nation that had been scattered, that had been defeated, scattered, had ceased to be being a nation for 2,000 years. Such a nation had never come back into existence and become a nation again, but the Bible said it would happen, and it happened. Then we had 1967, more miracles. Israel retook the entire city of Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, just like the Bible said would happen. Another set of miracles in 1973, Israel's attacked by her enemies, massively outnumbered, but she survives just like the Bible said she would. So all of these things, most of your listeners know very well.
We'll be right back after this message. The next speaker at the Prophecy Club from Seattle is famous for his news articles. Michael Snyder will speak on Prepare for the Economic Collapse and World War III. Topics are the next Great Depression, 20 signs Russia is preparing to fight and win a nuclear World War III. And the second talk is the regathering of the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Every single son of Abraham and almost all Christians en masse will soon move to Israel. Quote, I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Jehovah. Israel would get back all of her land. Massive amounts of oil would be discovered. She will be the wealthiest of all nations on earth. Michael will speak Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday morning at 9:30 to noon, April 11 and 12 at Prophecy Club, 2540 K Avenue in Plano behind the Whataburger. Order the DVDs at prophecyclub.com. That's Saturday night at 7, Sunday morning 9:30, April 11 and 12. Prophecy Club, corner of Park and K behind the Whataburger in Plano. See you there! Jonathan Wright just made the brand new DVD called Prophecy in the Bible Codes. He has been researching Bible codes for 10 years, making code charts for 6 years. He's made over 500 code charts, and in this DVD, he covers 60 of the best ones, such as the fall of America. Who are the two witnesses? Is Obama the Antichrist? Will there be a third world war? Will America be nuked and fall? Who is the Mahdi? Will there be a caliphate? What are the true origins of Islam? When does the rapture take place? What is the role of the Pope and the Vatican? Is the age of grace about to end? Who are the Illuminati? Will there be a third temple? It'll be two DVDs, roughly 5 hours of teaching, plus an extra CD, and the CD has a book on it that explains the codes, plus over 100 of the charts so you can look at them on your computer. Valued at $90, available through the Prophecy Club now for a gift of just $50. That's two DVDs and one CD for a gift of $50. Call 785-266-1112, 785-266-1112, or go to prophecyclub.com. That's Prophecy in the Bible Codes, 785-266-1112 or prophecyclub.com. And now, back to the program.
Incredible, major miracles of God, fulfillment of prophecy. But most Christian churches today think, oh, well, the story's finished. The Jews have been regathered. Yeah, we're looking forward to the rebuilding of the temple, but the story's done. I'm here to tell you the story is not done. There is more to the story, because God said, I'm going to show you scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture, where God said, in the last days, I am going to regather not only Judah, the southern kingdom, but the northern kingdom, which has been scattered for 2,800 years. The scripture said there's mixed among the Gentiles, mixed among the nations. The scriptures say that they would become a vast multitude of people after they were left the land. The scriptures say that God is going to gather these people. They've been gone for 2,800 years. They don't even know who they are anymore, but God is going to bring them back to the land, reunite them with the tribe of Judah. He's going to make them one stick in the land, Ezekiel chapter 37, and he's going to come and put them down in the exact place where they used to live. Right now, it's the most hotly contested piece of real estate on the face of the earth. I'm talking about the West Bank, where the Palestinians are right now. God said, no, Palestinians, you're not going to get the land. It's not going to belong to anyone else. God is going to bring his people. They don't even know who they are right now. He's going to gather them, his believers from all over the world, gather them back to the land, reunite them with the tribe of Judah, and he's going to bring utter prosperity and blessing, revival, unprecedented things that is going to shock the world what he's going to do. Even in the midst of all the chaos that's coming globally, there's going to be blessing and prosperity as these people are regathered, as this great exodus happens. And in the midst of all this, we're going to see the greatest move of God and the greatest harvest of souls the world has ever seen. So Amen. In all the bad news and troubling things I'm going to talk about, there is incredibly good news as well. Another angle on this that we're going to study in my presentation on Sunday morning, people may be listening to this and think, well, where did they go? You know, we had the lost tribes of Israel. They were the tribes of Israel were living in the land back before they were taken away by the Assyrians. Where did they go? Now I'm going to talk about how they were scattered to the west. They migrated west, to the north, to the east. We're going to talk about nations, empires, these great migrations. For example, we're going to talk about the Great Phoenician Alliance. We're going to talk about the cities of Tyre and Sidon and how they became with such a tight alliance with the northern nation of Israel. And that was really bad because Tyre and Sidon led them into Baal worship. And Jezebel, everyone knows who Jezebel was. She was actually a princess from the city of Sidon. And she married the king of Israel. And that was during the time of Elijah and the whole thing with the prophets of Baal and everything else. This alliance, this Phoenician alliance between city-states of Tyre and Sidon and then the northern kingdom of Israel, they colonized the Mediterranean and beyond. And we're going to talk about this. And we're going to talk about the greatest of those colonies, the city of Carthage. The city of Carthage was actually founded by a relative of Jezebel, believe it or not. And they brought Israelite culture there. Actually, in Hebrew, the original name of Carthage was the new city. And they originally worshipped a god named El. That might sound familiar to people. Their judges were known as the Shofatim. It's a Hebrew word for judges. And we're going to talk about Carthage and the growth of the Carthaginian Empire, which almost defeated the Roman Empire, by the way, and how the people from tribes of northern Israel populated this empire, spread all over the place. And we're going to talk about that. But and so that's kind of the Western migration and how they spread and mixed among the nations of the Mediterranean and beyond. And I have some amazing things to share in that regard. But then I'm also going to talk about how northern tribes of Israel, they migrated overland up north, particularly in the era when the Assyrians started to come in. See, you know, a lot of people just assume, well, the Assyrians came in and they captured all the people of the northern kingdom and took them away. Well, the Bible says, by the time that the Assyrians came and took Samaria and took those people away, there were only 27,000 people left. And we're talking about a nation that had once had millions of people. So where did they all go? Well, some of them went west, and we talked about that, into the colonies throughout the Mediterranean. but a lot of them migrated north to escape the Assyrian persecution, the Assyrian invasions. Eventually, they became to be known by other names. One of the big names we're going to talk about is the Scythians, who were this huge empire. They migrated to the north, and they kept tribal names, which can be traced back to the Hebrew tribes, and they had so many customs and so many elements of their previous Israelite identity can be identified in the Scythian culture and where they went, where they migrated to as they migrated further north, and then they eventually migrated northwest and into Europe, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the Israelites in the areas where they were exiled. The northern tribes were exiled by Assyria, the southern tribes by Babylon. And then once Assyria fell, Babylon ruled them. Once Babylon fell, the Persians ruled them. Once the Persians fell, the Greeks ruled them. When the Greek Empire fell apart, in the exact areas where the Israelites were exiled to, we saw the great Parthian Empire arise. We're going to talk about the Israelite aspects of the Parthian Empire. We're going to talk about, it was this great empire, which has been kind of erased from our history books, which is a shame because it was the great superpower, other superpower at the time of Christ facing the Roman Empire. In fact, Parthia fought many, many wars with the Roman Empire and won many of those wars. Kind of the dividing line between the Roman Empire and the Parthian Empire at the time of Christ was the Euphrates River. And Josephus, everyone knows Josephus, the famous Jewish historian at the time of Christ, he wrote about how the 10 tribes had multiplied beyond number and that they could be found beyond Euphrates at the time of Christ, the exact location of the Parthian Empire. And so the Parthian Empire, at its greatest extent, stretched from the Euphrates River all the way to India. At the time when Jesus was born, and we read about the Magi from the East, these wise men from the East. Well, the Magi was actually a particular brand of the Parthian ruling class. And we're going to talk about who they were. But they came to visit the little baby Jesus. And we're going to talk about why they did that. And it's going to blow your mind if you don't know about this. But we're going to talk about that history. The reason they came and the reason they visited is so tied into their Israelite identity. And that it had not been totally lost. And then we're going to talk about the Parthian Empire and their migrations when they fall. We're going to talk about how literally, exactly how the Bible said, the northern tribes, they got mixed in with all the nations of the world, spread all over the planet, and they don't know who they are anymore. But as you listen to my presentation, a lot of people are going to perk up and they're going to say, you know, that sounds like where some of my ancestors came from. And people are going to get excited and saying, you know, this isn't just a history lesson, but this applies to me and my family. And that's the importance of this. I'm not just coming to give interesting information, but I want people to understand that the fulfillment of prophecies, which are 2,000, 2,500, 3,000 years old, apply to them and their families today. You know, and we're going to talk about people groups and migrations and so forth. But even if you believe that, wow, none of this applies to me. I don't even know what my bloodline is. I don't even know, you know, who my ancestors were. How could this apply to me? Well, I'm going to show you from the scriptures, even if you weren't related to anyone else on the entire planet, even if you think, well, none of this could possibly apply to you in terms of the history. God says anyone that wants to be involved in this coming move of God, in this exodus, and this regathering of his people, and everything that he's promised that he's going to do, you can be involved. No one's going to be excluded because of bloodline or DNA or, oh, I don't belong, I'm not Jewish, or I don't have any Israelite blood. You know, forget all that. The Bible says that there's going to be a regathering of his people. And see, the only people that are going to be regathered, see, the world is not going to listen to this. And unbelievers are not going to listen to this because they don't even believe the Bible. But the people whose God is going to touch their hearts are people who are believers, who are Christians, who say, yeah, I see these prophecies, and God says there's going to be this gathering. There's going to be a safe place to go. There's going to be a good place to go. You know, as America falls, as things get really crazy around the world, there's going to be some place to go. God's moving on your heart to go. You know, don't be concerned. Well, what is my DNA? Do I have Jewish DNA? You know, don't be concerned about any of that. What you need to be concerned about is that if God's tugging on your heart and he's saying you can be involved in this, that's what you need to be worried about. like I said, the scriptures talk about this great Exodus that's going to be so great that we're not even going to talk about the Exodus out of Egypt anymore. God has a place for his people to go, and not only go and to be safe, but a place of great blessing, but then a blessing to the entire world, where this move of God that's coming, we're going to evangelize, take the good news of the kingdom to the entire planet.
Amen.
We're going to tell the whole world about how they can be saved through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Between right now and the return of Yeshua, it's going to be a time of horrible chaos and judgment, but it's also going to be the time of the greatest harvest of souls the world has ever seen in any time in history, and we get to be a part of it.
All right, well, brothers and sisters, as you can tell, he is full of a lot of excitement, enthusiasm, a lot of really good information. Just want to say, Michael Snyder, thanks for being on the Prophecy Club.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan. It's been great to be with you.
I look forward to seeing you Saturday night, brother. Matter of fact, you're going to come Friday night to our Bible study. If you want to come to the Bible study, go ahead and come. It starts at 6:30 Friday night. We're going to read the Bible. Yeah, that's what we do. So if you want to come Bible study, you can come there. Other than that, Saturday night, 7 p.m., Sunday morning, 9:30, he's going to be speaking April 11 and 12, Prophecy Club, 2540 K Avenue in Plano, right behind the Whataburger. That's on the corner of Park and K, Plano. And you can also get his two DVDs, Prepare for the Economic Collapse and Regathering of the 10 Lost Tribes of Israel, by calling 785-266-1112. 785-266-1112. Or you can get all five of the DVDs, Standing for the Lord, Prophecies and the Bible Codes, which is three DVDs, Prepare for the Economic Collapse and Regathering of the 10 Lost Tribes, all five of them valued at $140 for a gift of just $90. By calling Prophecy Club, 785-266-1112, or you can go to prophecyclub.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your regular support. God bless. Now from the Prophecy Club, some exciting opportunities for you. Jonathan Wright just made the brand new DVD called Prophecy in the Bible Codes. He has been researching Bible codes for 10 years, making code charts for 6 years. He's made over 500 code charts, and in this DVD, he covers 60 of the best ones, such as The Fall of America. Who are the two witnesses? Is Obama the Antichrist? Will there be a third world war? Will America be nuked and fall? Who is the Mahdi? Will there be a caliphate? What are the true origins of Islam? When does the rapture take place? What is the role of the Pope and the Vatican? Is the Age of Grace about to end? Who are the Illuminati? Will there be a third temple? It'll be two DVDs, roughly 5 hours of teaching, plus an extra CD, and the CD has a book on it that explains the codes, plus over 100 of the charts so you can look at them on your computer. Valued at $90, available through the Prophecy Club now for a gift of just $50. That's two DVDs and one CD for a gift of $50. Call 785-266-1112, 785-266-1112, or go to prophecyclub.com. That's Prophecy in the Bible Codes, 785-266-1112, or prophecyclub.com. The next speaker at the Prophecy Club from Seattle is famous for his news articles. Michael Snyder will speak on Prepare for the Economic Collapse and World War III. Topics are the next Great Depression, 20 signs Russia is preparing to fight and win a nuclear World War III. And the second talk is the regathering of the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Every single son of Abraham and almost all Christians en masse will soon move to Israel. Quote, I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Jehovah. Israel would get back all of her land. Massive amounts of oil would be discovered. She will be the wealthiest of all nations on earth. Michael will speak Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday morning at 9:30 to noon, April 11 and 12 at Prophecy Club, 2540 K Avenue in Plano behind the Whataburger. Order the DVDs at prophecyclub.com. That's Saturday night at 7, Sunday morning 9:30, April 11 and 12. Prophecy Club, corner of Park and K behind the Whataburger in Plano. See you there!